Hey, what's up, you guys? Welcome back to Kens and Queens. I am your host, Mackenzie Mitchell. I have a very special episode, as I do every single week, for you guys here. I have three guests in the studio. We are drinking wine and having fun. This week is a farewell episode. As dramatic as that sounds, it's meant to be. This week, we are saying goodbye to Florida and hello to Michigan. My three special guests are Jordan Broderick, Chelsea Miller, and Riley Klein. They are here to talk about how amazing I am. Jordan and Chelsea are going to cry over how much they're going to miss me. And Riley is here to beg me to drive back with him to Michigan so that we can start planning our wedding and move into our house. Do you guys have any rebuttals? Okay. So they're all on board. They said exactly what I said. They're in total agreement with me. Thank you guys so much for joining us this week, and I hope you guys join us every Thursday for the next several weeks as we continue season two of Kens and Queens. Let's get it started. All right, so today we're getting wild. We're mixing Pinot Noir with Cabernet Sauvignon. We're very fancy here in the studio. And the studio is definitely not my microphone attached to my broken coffee table while we all sit on the couch and literally launch the mic at each other. This is a very expensive operation. Very happy you're all here. Today, I had a very funny day. Today was the first day I had to put somebody like on a weird work probation. And it's somebody that I initially like really enjoyed working with. And I still like enjoy working with them. But to be quite honest with you, it's my first experience with someone where I'm like, are you fucking with me? Like all day. Like all day she says stuff and I'm just like, why? Why do you say these things? Why do you bug me with this stuff? And then at the same breath, I'm like, but she doesn't know. And I wish I had somebody when I first started to do this, that, and whatever. But she started getting sassy with me and sassy with like another client. And I was like, yeah. So I talked to my boss's stand-in and I was like, I don't know what to do with this person. And she was like, just talk to them. And so then I gave them structure today. And I realized that slowly I've become like, not a micromanager, but I'm that manager. It's like, since we can't come up with timelines on our own, I've come up with them for you. And I hate that about myself, but honestly, I'm going into tomorrow feeling the most like reassured that this person for the first time knows what they're doing. And they actually thanked me. So I was like, you know what? Maybe my imposter syndrome is slowly stepping aside and I'm actually making a difference to help people. And maybe I'm just an asshole and she's bullshitting me and she's going to quit next week. I don't know. Time will tell. If you're listening to this, I'm proud of you for making an effort. I just wish that you had more confidence in yourself because it's making me lose my confidence in you when you don't.
A little harsh, Kens.
It's a little harsh, but it's kind of true. So, yeah, Chelsea,
you have given her a lot of leeway.
I have.
You've given her a lot of leeway, and it's time to like step in and be the manager. Yeah. And like actually manage.
I don't like managing people because I've had only bad bosses in my life. And except for now, my company obviously is great. I rave about it all the time. If I could say the name of the actual company and not risk being sued or fired, I totally would. But definitely not going to do that. But I have good managers. I have good examples set for me, but I also have like people who are like, don't be fucking stupid. And I'm like, okay. But I am stupid, so I don't know what else to do with it. So,
like, never have I related so much, like, to what you just said in my life, I feel like. Because, like, especially, like, working in the hospital, for those that don't know, I'm an ICU nurse. I also do charge sometimes, which means I'm in charge of the floor for the people that don't understand that. I feel like I deal with a lot of stupid people sometimes, whether it's family, my coworkers, or even myself. I need to tell myself that I'm being stupid, considering the fact that I've only been a nurse for 3 years. But I feel like I deal with that a lot. Like, just trying to figure out, like, what are you doing? And then delegating, like, tasks and trying to figure out, like, how my day is supposed to go. And today definitely was not the best day. I had 4 call-outs at work, so 4 people didn't show up to work. And then, yeah, four people didn't show up to work. And then I had one person I called that pretty much said that she like couldn't come into work for a reason. So technically I had five call outs. Thank God we were staffed. But it's just, I feel like I deal with like a whole bunch of bullshit sometimes. Just bullshit. No other word for it.
Honestly, I think that's just life. That's like adult life in a nutshell. It's just like, I'm just surrounded by stupid people and they're being led by stupidity, which is me or someone else in charge of me. And no one knows what we're doing.
I'm with stupid. That's the third.
Literally, life is I am with stupid, and I was promised it was going to be life is good, and they were a bunch of fucking liars.
Yeah, no. No, I am on the same page of this is some bullshit that I was not ready to be signed up for. I work in like an entry-level sales position. I've never done sales before in my life. And I've been there for about 3 months now, and I'm already in charge of about three or four people. So that says something in itself, but that I have to make my numbers while also training three people doing a job that I've never done before. So I feel y'all. It's just a fun little roller coaster for all of us.
That's the one thing I feel like college or any other prior job experience just cannot prepare you for this idea. Like, especially like if you have like a corporate job. Like for me, like my biggest balancing act is the fact that like I not only have to make time to do what my job is, but part of my job is also going to meetings and managing people. That makes up like 40 to 50% of my day. And if the expectation is that for 100% of my day, I'm doing just my job, like just my tasks, I'm like, oh my God, shit. I also forgot I have to check in on fucking Billy Bob, Sue Bob to make sure that they're like doing X, Y, and Z. And then I get into a meeting and somebody asks me a question and I'm just like, I don't know, I should ask our expert. And they're like, you're our expert. I'm like, fuck. Yes. They're like, it's not a yes or no question. I was looking for a number. I'm like, 77%. Sometimes you just have to bullshit your way through the day just to like be able to come up for fucking air. Jesus. Like, I mean, Riley, you're in the military. Happy Veterans Day, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
I mean, your whole day is just coming up for air after telling, no offense to our United States military, but stupid people to do simple, simple things.
I mean, yeah, there's a little bit of everything. And, you know, just about anybody can join the military. So you get a lot of, you get diversity in the military, which 98% of the time is a very, very good thing. Except for the 2% that are stupid people.
Oh, okay, good.
The 2% are stupid people. And they tend to ruin experiences sometimes. And being an NCO now and being in charge of these people, it's a real pain in the ass sometimes when you're in charge of developing them as a... Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you did, but you also didn't at the same time.
You did, but you didn't
sign up for being a parent to grown men.
I mean, and women. Don't disrespect these United States. I know there's ladies there. Beyond my control. You do work with other women.
It's a bit disheartening, but it has to happen.
Okay. So now that we're all done complaining about our work, I just thought that that's like a fun little way, because I think we're all kind of struggling, especially as we get back. I've heard so many people tell me lately that they're like having a hard time with going back to work, and that you listen to my podcast at work. First and foremost, don't listen to my podcast at work. I don't stop swearing and I'm not going to stop. My podcast is listed as explicit. Don't listen to this at work. Secondly, I'm so sorry if you have to go back to office. That fucking sucks. I would quit my job yesterday if they told me I had to go back to office. I am one of those people that was blessed by the Holy Spirit and Jesus himself that I never have to go back to the office ever again. I get to work from my pajamas forever. I'm so excited about that. And I don't care that no one in this room has that sort of stability. I am going to brag about that until the day that I die, because I had such terrible jobs before this job, and both of those jobs required me to work in the office during COVID with no protocols in place at all. Nobody was looking out for anybody, and I had to be in the office every single day. So, I mean, I don't work there anymore.
COVID sucks, guys.
So does being an ICU nurse during a fucking pandemic. Thank you, Kenzie.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. It wasn't even like about the fact that like I was working somewhere during like the pandemic. To be quite honest with you, the thing that got to me the most, I wasn't even worried about my health or safety. I was just pissed that everybody else got to be at home and I had FOMO. And then like the peak time of like working from home and figuring out that like landscape of what that was like. Like as soon as I got accustomed to it, I got a new job and that job was like, oh yeah, can you come in and get your laptop? And I was like, oh yeah, sure. They're like, and then you can meet some of the other staff. I was like, amazing. I get there. Nobody's wearing a mask. Nobody's getting their temperature taken. Nothing's actually like in protocol. And then two people that sit next to me got COVID and they were like, oh, but you didn't have a direct contact with them. Like you didn't physically touch them with your body. I was like, well, yeah, because this is an office and like, that seems like an HR violation. Like, what do you mean? Like, I didn't physically touch them. They're like you weren't in contact with them. I'm like, none of us should be in contact with each other. Like,
you're in my bubble.
I sit right next to you. Chelsea's maybe, how far would you say we're sitting apart from each other? Like a foot? Like, I can touch Chelsea from here. Like, she can poke me. We're poking each other. We're physically touching right now. Chelsea's invading my bubble. That's how close. I know. I was that close to somebody and they were still like, no, sorry, you don't stand for the CDC. Because they knew someone that worked at the fucking CDC that kept coming by and being like, everything looks fine to me. And we were like, okay, well, every week three people get COVID. And they were like, but it can't be from us. Anyway, long story short, I don't really know why I went on this tangent. I pretty much use this podcast and any platform to shit on that job or like other toxic shit that's happened to me. But at the end of the day, things could be worse, I guess. So I'm going to be grateful. I told you guys I was going to work on being more grateful. So I guess my things that I'm grateful for today are my friends that are sitting in this room right now, plus Rachel, who's not here, and then other friends who are also not here, but they haven't been on the show before. Riley, because he took a plane to get here today, and he's driving me all the way back to Michigan. Also, I guess we're getting married, so that's news. So I should be grateful for you. I'm grateful for our dogs because they're so cute and I miss them. And one of them's in the other room while we're recording. I'm sorry I said that more enthusiastically than you, Riley, but that's true. I'm grateful for my brother and sister who are the salts of the earth. And that's it.
I don't think salts of the earth is a good thing.
No, it is. Yeah. You want to be the salt of the earth.
It's like no bullshit. It's like raw, like they just like love you, they're like who they are type of people. But I think you meant it, I was like, I don't know,
I meant it nice.
Yeah, I like, no, like when I say like someone's a salt of their, I'm like they're a badass like individual. That's what I think.
I just say I love you, that's it.
I'm sorry, I have childhood trauma, I don't say that to people, but I what
I have learned that literally trauma is our lives. Like any problem that you've had, childhood trauma. Anything, literally anything.
I'm just saying, I'm not going to say those words to my brother and sister on the air, live on the radio, whatever the show is. You guys are really cool. I respect you so much. I really like talking to you guys and you guys have been pivotal in my life. That's very nice. I forgot what my whole point was with this. So let's get on into the episode and let my friends tell me how much they're going to miss me. Okay, so why are we having this episode? I am not clickbaiting you guys again. This is not a like, oh, the show is ending. I know I waited 7 minutes to tell you guys that, but the show is not over. Nothing bad is happening. As you guys know, Riley and I are getting married and we are buying a house and moving back to Michigan. And bless you. Jordan just sneezed. Everybody say bless you in the comments. and I feel happy and sad about it. I feel happy because obviously I don't want to do long distance anymore. I'm happy because I finally don't have to plan my wedding over Zoom or FaceTime. And I don't feel like my partner is a glass box that lives in my butt when I walk around. I'm alluding to my phone, by the way.
In your pocket.
Whatever. In my butt, in my pocket.
I was so confused about what you just said.
You know what? It is what it is.
You really said up the butt, though.
It's fine. If you guys...
In the butt. Nah.
It's the same fucking thing.
No. Fine. In my pocket. In my pocket.
You're
it's fine.
Talking to a nurse. I definitely know the anatomy of a butt.
Regardless. So... I'm happy that that is ending. That is something bringing me a lot of joy. I'm excited to be in a place that I'm very familiar with. As some of you may know, I moved to Detroit after I graduated from college. I lived there for several years, when I first started working. I don't think my heart is in Detroit. I don't think Detroit is the greatest place in the world by any means. I don't think I know where that place is yet. And I think Riley and I talk about that a lot.
We haven't been there yet.
We either haven't been there yet, or we haven't been there together. Mm-hmm. Whatever this place is, there's like a feeling you have in your heart when you go somewhere and you know it's going to be like your place. We haven't been there yet together. And that doesn't necessarily mean it's somewhere we have to live. It could also be somewhere we're like going on a vacation.
You can say it. It's okay.
Greece.
So for those that don't know, Riley and I are getting married in Greece, like the country, not the musical. Not that that was up for question. There are a few places in America named Greece, and when I've told people that, they've been like, Greece where? I'm like, Santorini. And they're like, where is that? I'm like, the country Greece, the island Santorini. I can't explain it any further. Like, it doesn't
Could
matter.
You try?
What others have you not seen though?
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, Mamma Mia. Name your shit. This, it's iconic. We're actually, I haven't told you this yet. Our processional or recessional, whatever song that we play when we go back down the aisle after we've been announced as husband and wife, I think should be Dancing Queen to honor Mamma Mia.
I mean, cards on the table. I've never seen Mamma Mia.
That's awkward. We can't get married now. Anyway,
honestly, same.
You've never seen Mamma Mia?
What? No, because you literally know me. This is everybody. This is Chelsea. I like scary movies and horror movies, and I love like all that stuff. I don't like Mamma Mia or anything that's like, good golly gosh.
I have seen Mamma Mia. I've also seen The Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, which also features.
This is also, that was Jordan talking. So of course she's gonna like all that stuff.
Wow, that was aggressive. That was aggressive.
You like that stuff.
But those are the best movies. Those just make you feel so good. I could never. I mean, we had a Halloween like girls' night the other night, and you guys know how we like our girls' nights. Oh my god, I was so grateful. Our friend Courtney came by and she was like, yeah, if I'm coming by, like I don't want to watch a scary movie. And she ended up sneaking by at the last minute and we ended up like still being looking for a movie. Oh, thank God. Like, I was so grateful. But also, we had recorded like 20 more minutes of this session and or the section of the podcast, and it stopped recording and we didn't know until the segment was over. So this seems weird. That's why. Anyway.
Side note.
side note. I always like to call that out because then otherwise there's always some asshole in the comments or like who sends me a DM. Like, happened? You said the same thing three times. I'm like, because I can't keep track of the shit that I say. And by the time it's in post, like recording, I've already forgotten what I said. So anyway, so yeah. So that's the reason why I'm excited to leave. The reason that I'm sad to leave is because since I moved to Florida, have made some of the best friends that I've made in my life. And like a lot of it, we said it was because of the dog park. And that is how it started. And I think that is fair. But a large part of it too, I think, has a lot to do with like what happened outside of the dog park. Like my dog has been having neurological issues for the last couple months. So we don't take him to the dog park anymore.
and I still hang out with you guys every single day. Chelsea and I hang out almost every single Friday. We around my lunch go to like Whole Foods or Target or Trader Joe's or something. We go get a smoothie, we go grab lunch, we do something just to get out of the house to go like just hang out and do something.
Sometimes it might be a Saturday like early morning cycling session in which we decide that we might want to bawl our eyes out while we're jamming and cycling on a fucking stationary bike, because the instructor literally goes, just let it go. Yes, we fucking let it go.
Shout out to Camp Tampa. Chelsea and I went to one of the early morning cycling classes, and literally, she's not kidding, the cycling instructor was like, and whatever you're holding on to, just let it go. And she's like playing Michael Bublé in the background. Oh, no. Chelsea and I get in the car after the class. Like, hey, I'm like, hey, Chelsea, I got to tell you something. She's like, what's up? I got to tell you something too. Like, during that Michael Bublé section, I lost it. And like, I'm not talking about like Chelsea and I are crying like one dramatic tear that falls like theatrically to the side of like, it's literally like, oh my God, thank you. Like, I really need to let this out. I don't know what that is. I don't know where that comes from. But yeah, I am definitely for sure going to miss Allison at Camp Tampa. Miss bawling my eyes out and cycling and going to fucking Whole Foods for the love of the game.
I'm going to miss Wine Nights with you. This is Jordan.
I feel like we have to explain that each time we go to the
microphone. Just in case no one knew. But yeah, dude, it's not just the dog park. It was really the relationships that we built. You know, I think, especially on our weekends, because a lot of us have, you know, strenuous jobs. I had started a new job a few months ago. Still working from home, like Ken's, but we usually didn't see each other till about Friday through Sunday. And you know, Chelsea worked 12-hour shifts and needed a day to rest sometimes, and
a day
or a few days. And yeah, dude, I'm gonna miss you in Florida for sure. But I think we've talked about this, and I'm super stoked for both of you. I'm so excited for you guys to come down here and visit us. Most likely going to be moving into a little house, which you guys can come visit anytime. Yay. We can find, just like we had a super cute, like little pool and have those days, but also just have like, I feel like the majority of us hanging out has really just been like genuine, just like enjoying each other, being present. And we have talked about that like individually, but also in a group. Like, I'm just so excited to like see Michigan for the first time and like see you guys together in Michigan and like knock down some walls and some new houses and some white overalls and just like be there with you guys. It's fucking awesome. So I'm just super stoked for y'all. So yeah. Thanks. But I'm gonna miss you.
Yeah, we're gonna miss you guys too. This is gonna be, it's gonna, like I said, it's bittersweet, because, and I've said this to everybody, I think individually, but I think the hardest thing for me has been that this never felt, I don't know, it never felt like a home for me. I always felt like this was a business trip. I felt like I was living in a hotel or like an Airbnb. And like, for those that don't know, my old job, I used to travel a lot for work. So I was in hotels a lot, or I was in like a suite, or, you know, in a rental house, whatever it was. This felt a lot like that. I never felt like this place that I lived in my apartment was complete, first and foremost. Like, I struggled really strangely in a way that I never have in any other place that I've lived, where I was like, oh my God, I need to add this. Oh my God, I need to go shopping for this. I need to go shopping for that. If I don't have this, like, how am I supposed to live here without this thing? And it'd be something stupid, like a plant or a mirror or like a blanket or something, where I was like, this isn't really actually making a difference to me. I just needed this for like extrinsic reasons. Mm-hmm. And once I started to actually recognize that, and I was like, this place is never going to be home for me. And I started to recognize and stop looking at everything with rose-colored glasses. I realized how actually miserable I was. And as bad as it sounds, like, it allowed me to feel the depression that I was repressing. And it allowed me to fucking feel my own feelings. And like, we talk about this on the show in many different capacities in different episodes. I'm a big believer in feeling your feelings. I think that there's a lot of different ways that you can go about, you know, talking about things, feeling things, going through things. But this place was almost like a quarter life crisis for me. And I even joked about that on Instagram on my 25th birthday. But it really was. I always thought that Florida was the answer because whenever I was here, I was happy. And I came here a lot when I was little. And this was like the only place I consistently vacationed. This was the only place that I came a lot. And I came here alone. Riley and I have been here as a couple. You know, I've gone to Disney with my family. Like, I visited other relatives that live here. It was one place that I was like, you know what, whenever I'm there, I'm happy. And it's like, no shit, you're on vacation. Like, shut up. Like, and we've talked about other places that we really think could be home for us. And I remember when I first got here, I told him, I was like, I don't think this is the place. And he was like, I think this is. Like, just wait till I get down there. It'll be totally different. And nothing ever really changed. And I never, like, no matter how many relationships that I built or good experiences that I had, I still kind of felt like this was, like, temporary. And I think that could have been the catalyst to why it felt so depressing to be here. Because I just kept waiting for this, like, picture-perfect life to happen where I was going to be like, oh, this is fucking awesome. I love living here. Mm-hmm. And then that never happened, and I was like, fuck. What am I supposed to do now? I moved here and it cost so much money to move here. And I went through all this shit that I went through. And if you're curious of all of the dirty details of that, please visit season 1, episode 1 of the podcast. Self-promo.
It is a doozy.
A fucking doozy. That is our second most listened to episode. And I don't blame you. The tea is piping on that episode. Yeah, I mean, it's fucking hard. And I mean, this shit doesn't get easier. Like, leaving is not even easy. I'm excited to go because Michigan is familiar to me. And obviously, I get to be with Riley, like I said before. But, like, I'm still sad. Like, I'm still fucking sad. And I don't want to leave. I don't want to move back to Michigan when it's the worst weather of the year. It's basically Canada. It's freezing cold. And I have friends that live in Michigan. They don't live on our side of Michigan. They're like hours away. Your eyes are so bloodshot. You look high as fuck right now. Sorry, I just looked over at Riley. His eyes are so red. He's
been up for 16 hours.
Well, yeah, I've been up for 16 hours, 80% of which were spent traveling.
Yeah, Riley got on a very early flight today to come see me from Michigan.
We appreciate you, buddy.
and then he had a long ass layover in Charlotte, but yeah, I mean, I think that we're all going to have unique experiences when you move somewhere new. And especially, like, even moving to Tampa. I've met so many people here who moved here from Chicago or moved here from Michigan.
I was just talking about that.
and they've had an amazing experience. This has been nothing but good for them. And I just think it's individual. You know, I see you guys whispering. What's up?
It's because, so we were walking
out.
I keep
meeting men from Chicago.
So Jordan has this kind of,
whatever you need to.
kind of bad habit of like downloading Bumble and Tinder and then talking to a couple of guys. And then she's like, oh, no, I can't do this. and then she'll delete the app.
It's quite accurate.
And she just re-downloaded the app. And then I'm not going to shout out the name or anything like that just in case he's on here. But she's like, I found a nice guy from Illinois.
Yeah, I keep finding these men from Chicago, which seemed to be an issue. But it was funny because we were walking up here and we said the same thing. And Charles is like, Kent's probably knows him. And I was like, no, she probably does. I was like, be quite rare, but we can ask. But there is a lot of people here from, you know, Chicago and Illinois and, yeah, you know, New York as well, New Jersey, all, you know, northern states that are on the East Coast come down here a lot. But I can definitely say, you know, and I get why people come down here. Chelsea and I are natives. We were born and raised here, which
I understand now is quite rare for people to know that that happens. I feel like a lot of people just move down here and live down here and they're like, you were born and raised here? That's crazy. But I can say that anyone I've met from, especially Ken's, you know, from, you know, the Midwest, you know, kind of eastern side of like the North, I guess, have been absolutely awesome. And
talking about the West?
No, like the Northeast. That's the Northeast. No, we're the East.
That's the East still.
Illinois?
No, Illinois is the center, but I lived in Michigan, so it's the East.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's classified as...
I'm terrible at directions, y'all, so I'm going to pass the mic to Chelle so she can better...
I am not good at directions, but I can definitely relate to, like, the fact that, like... So I went to University of Tampa, like, for school, but I can tell you majority of the people that actually went to that school are from the Northeast, like New England area, those the Jersey folk and the like literally, and New York and Pennsylvania, Philly, all of them, like every place that like is up in the Northeast. I didn't even know University of Tampa was here until my junior year. Had no fucking idea at all, but they got a good nursing program, and then I decided to go there, and then half of the people are from the Northeast, and then half of the people are foreign, and then there's that 1% of people that are actually from fucking Florida. And I figured out, like, later on in life that Floridians actually, like, if you want to be in Florida, you really want to be in Florida, and you're either definitely rednecky, or that you like the beach a lot, or... I don't know. I feel like most of my, I feel like most of our high school, like, I feel like left Florida.
Yeah. I feel like most of our high school, I mean, we grew up on the St. Pete side, which is about 30 minutes from here. It's over the bridge from South Tampa. And many people moved to Colorado, like the Carolinas, like somewhere up north, which is, you know, quite a different change of scenery. But I think a lot, like, we're definitely going through transitional phases as well as individuals of finding a place that, like you and Riley are, that are really making us, you know, kind of figure out, like, is this our place? Is this what makes us happy? And, I've had conversations with you, Kens, of, like, you know, Tampa not really feeling like it's it. Tampa's an interesting melting pot of a place. I think this has been an interesting experiment for everyone. But yeah, I can definitely say a lot of people that we know that have been born and raised here have moved.
A lot of people.
Whether that says something good or bad, we don't know.
Yeah, I think the big thing about Tampa is it looks really shiny. It's like New York in that way, where like it looks so cool in the movies. It looks cool when you visit here. But like when you're here, you're in the best parts of here. And like, I don't have any hate against Tampa. I don't like dislike it here because of any particular reason. It just doesn't give me, like, as funny as it sounds, like that warm, fuzzy feeling that you get when you find that place. I felt that a lot when I was looking at colleges, where I was like, how can I find that place? And I remember going to a college, I can just say it on here, I initially was looking to go to Kent State University in Ohio, and that was where I wanted to go to college. I got a full scholarship to go there. I really liked it there. I was originally going to college to study fashion design, and I was going to, fashion design and merchandising. I was going to go there for 3 years, and then I was going to do my senior year in London, and I was going to design wedding dresses. And that was my life plan. That was what I wanted. And then I got into Purdue, and I went to Purdue instead. Even though when I visited Kent, my whole body just filled with like a warm, fuzzy feeling. I knew I wanted to go there. I knew it was a financially responsible decision given what my profession was going to be and given what my feeling for the school was and the fact that I got a scholarship. And my high school boyfriend and I at the time had both agreed we were going to go there. We both got in. He got an academic scholarship, and it just seemed like the right thing to do. And obviously, everything works out for a reason in the end. Had I gone there with my high school boyfriend, probably would have, I don't know. I don't want to say that I would have ended up with him, because I don't think that that's fair to say. but
with Riley in the room.
Poor Riley. But I also, and not even for that reason, but I think that just like there were fundamental things that we would have encountered later in life as adults that wouldn't have worked out. But I think that I knew when I went there, that's where I wanted to go to college. And I got into Purdue, and everybody around me was like, you're a fucking moron if you don't go to Purdue. I cannot believe you got in. Their acceptance rate is like 9%. You are a stupid, dumb bitch if you don't go. And I'm like, oh, okay. And like, I felt pressure from my friends and my family, my guidance counselors. I went to a college prep academy. The whole goal of going to those schools is to get into a college that other people can't get into. So obviously I'm going to pick the school that nobody else can get into, even though it's $60,000 a year for out of state students. And I was still studying fashion design at a science and technology school. And within a year I left. I had a terrible experience. I really appreciate a lot of people that I met there. I don't stay in touch far beyond like Instagram with those people, but again, it was a feeling. As soon as I got to Purdue, I was miserable. I cried the day that my parents dropped me off because I didn't want to be there. And I didn't know how to tell anybody. And even like my boyfriend at the time, I told him, I was like, I hate it here. And he was like, you've been there for like 3 hours. Like, how do you know you hate it? I was like, I just hate it. And I hate my roommate. And I didn't even know her that well. I didn't want to live with her before we'd even moved in together. And I had a friend who went to Western Michigan. And I visited them periodically, and I knew right away that I had the same feeling I had with Kent. And that's how I feel about Tampa. That was a long story. But the whole point in saying that is, like, you should really trust your gut, because had I trusted my gut with Purdue, I would have never gone there. I would have gone to Kent, and I probably wouldn't have student loans right now, which would be fucking great. Mm-hmm. The other part of it is, though...
Preach.
I wouldn't have the job that I have. And I fucking love my job. I love my job. I love what I do. I love my field. I love research. I love marketing. I love designing. I like graphic designing. I really have found my niche with my job. And I don't think that I would feel as satisfied as I do now that I would with fashion design. And I feel that even more so now as I'm planning my wedding, because my whole goal was to be a wedding dress designer. That's all I wanted to be. And Tampa is a very similar feeling. Tampa is, I don't want to call Tampa my Purdue. I don't think that's it. Nobody told me to move here. In fact, quite the opposite. Everybody was like, you're fucking stupid. Why are you going to move to Florida in the middle of a pandemic? You're going to get COVID and die.
But I think you're right. I think you're right that Tampa looks very shiny on paper. Like
it's a shiny penny with gum on the bottom.
Yes, it's a shiny penny with gum on the bottom. You're so right. No. It really, truly is. Like, I just met a girl. I'm moving back to St. Pete. So I went to college in St. Pete. Obviously, I grew up on that side. And St. Pete's just, it's very walkable. It's cute. There's a bunch of families. It's like...
hipstery.
It's very, so hipstery. Like, I fucking love that. That's my shit. And I just feel so much love and so much light when I'm there. And, like, obviously, I went to school there. So I was there for a long time. And I grew up 30 minutes away, like, by the beach. So I get it. That's my place. And, but I moved to Tampa for a year. And I was just like, this is so, it just doesn't feel authentic. It really doesn't. It feels like you're going to New York for a week, but you haven't really seen New York. Like, you're not a New Yorker. You just went to, like, those places that's been on Instagram, you know? And, like, it just doesn't feel authentic. And for me, like, I just met a girl that's potentially going to be my roommate. She's like, oh, I've only ever visited to Tampa and Bel Air, which are two places of high wealth here. And I'm like, dude, you should go see St. Pete. I'm like, that's where I'm moving to. If you want to be my roommate, you're more than welcome to come. I'm like, it's fucking awesome, but it's very hipster and it's very like authentic, you know? And Chelsea, you can say more.
So I feel like we're shitting on Tampa a little bit. I definitely like Tampa. I liked going to school like in Tampa. I liked being over the bridge.
I'm a little
when I say over the bridge, like literally Jordan and I are over three like different bridges all in the same, obviously Tampa Bay, but Tampa is, it's not bad. Like, we're not telling you it's not a shitty place to be. It's like,
it's just different. It is a lot of fun, but you can see all of Tampa in like a year, and then if you like get sick of places mm-hmm. very easily, then like that's just the thing about Tampa is like it's growing, but it's not at like a fast rate or anything, and it's not New York City. New York City is fucking huge compared yeah. to Tampa. Like, I feel like there's so many things that you could see in New York, like partly because I want to go to New York, that's why I'm saying this. So I definitely like big city vibes, but Tampa, like, because I went to school here, because I've been here like my whole entire life, not Tampa itself, but like St. Pete area, but Tampa is like, there's Ybor, there's Seminole Heights, there's like different areas, and they're like all very like different. Like St. Pete, I feel like, is very cohesive, and it's like, you know what you're gonna get when you go to St. Pete. But when you come to Tampa, it's
more
like
one than Tampa. Tampa has pockets that you're like, this is fucking cool when you're in the pocket, but it's not all together. Like, you go to St. Pete, and even if you go outside of downtown, it still feels like it's an extension of the same thing.
Exactly.
But it's just where more homes are. And whereas Tampa's so large. Like, St. Pete's a much smaller version. I think they've done it better. That's my personal opinion. I fucking love St. Pete. I think Tampa's awesome and found a lot of cool places. But what I've noticed is it doesn't feel like home altogether. It doesn't feel like one thing. There's little pockets that are like, this is cool. But it's not one thing.
Yeah. Like, if you're coming to Tampa Bay or whatever, like, I feel like you're going to go to Tampa for, like, the college bar scene. Or you're going to go to Ybor, go to, like, show bar, like, piano bar, which is a lot of fucking fun if you haven't been there yet, which is new. Highly recommend. Like, Ybor's a very crazy area. You'll see a guy like walking down the street with a fucking python around his neck and a pit bull next to him, and like fucking iguana in
it's very
a
Floridian
wagon. Literally, like, you can take pictures with the guy. Like, very, very fucking Floridian. Like, very unique place. I don't think I would ever like change the fact that I lived in Florida, because literally, like, Florida man, honestly, like, who can say that they like live in the weirdest fucking like state, I feel like, in the U.S.
Yeah,
there's no rules here,
no fucking rules.
I feel like the thing about Tampa versus St. Pete, just because we're talking about this, is that like St. Pete is a family spot. St. Pete is very suburban, it's very laid back. It's not
suburban.
Not downtown St. Pete. I'm talking about like the like suburbs of St. Pete themselves, like when you talk about like Seminole and stuff.
Yeah, but downtown St. Pete.
I only think of downtown St. Pete.
Totally different. I'm just talking about like the atmosphere in general when you talk about those places. For anybody listening that may be interested in moving, just for context, from an outsider's perspective, St. Pete feels a lot more like a hipstery Seattle, more of like, it's a small city. But it's very well known.
It's Asheville, but on the beach.
Even Asheville, I don't think a lot of people know what Asheville is. Like, I think, like commonly, like, thinking about it from, like, an aesthetic standpoint, it has the same aesthetic as, like, a Dallas, as a Seattle.
South Carolina.
If you're from Michigan, there's a city called Ferndale. Mm-hmm. There, it's very, like, hipstery, very like gay pride center.
Walkable,
it's very walkable.
Diverse,
it's very like interesting in terms of like architecture, and and it's expensive, but it's not as expensive as if you're living in New York City, Chicago, LA, even like where we live in South Tampa. South Tampa is very expensive, or downtown Tampa is very expensive. St. Pete is definitely expensive. I don't think it is as expensive in my experience. Again, it's those pockets. And I think in every city you're going to have that. Like, if you live in the Upper East Side of New York, or if you live in the Financial District of New York, if you live in Lincoln Park in Chicago, if you live in Oak Park in Chicago, like, there's, and I'm speaking from experience on those. I don't know a lot of spots in LA, so I like can't speak to that, but yeah, I think anywhere you go, shit's going to be different. And I think based on your personality, you're going to have preferences. At the end of the day, if you're looking to come to Florida because you want to be in more of like a beachy vibe, I think definitely more of St. Pete is more what you're looking for. But honestly, Clearwater and Dunedin are more what you're actually looking for.
I don't even... So I like... on top of being a nurse, I also beach lifeguarded at Clearwater Beach, like, for the last 7-8 years. 10 out of 10 to recommend if you ever beach lifeguard. It's fucking a lot of fun. But the Clearwater, like, I would definitely say it's more touristy now these days. So, like, I definitely love Clearwater. I love going out there. I love, like, spending time at the bars and being in the beach and everything like that. But I feel like if you're going to, like, live on the beach or, like, stay here at all, like, I would recommend, like, Madeira or Treasure Island and St. Pete, like, PCI area.
Yeah, like, I agree. Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
You want Martha?
Oh, I was just going to say, I was just going to bring it back to, I'm going to fucking miss you, dude. I think we're giving great pointers to people that don't live here, but I wanted to bring it back to the fact that one of our besties is leaving and it's going to be really hard. I've been avoiding personally till tomorrow. That's when I've given myself to feel my feelings. So I've just been avoiding those feelings till tomorrow. Because I know Ken's is like, tomorrow's like the day and that we're really going to be like giving goodbyes. And I'm just like, I'm not even going to sort that shit out in my brain until tomorrow. So,
I'm not going to cry until she says bye.
I might cry tonight, but I don't know if I'll cry here right now. We'll see how this conversation goes. But yeah, I just want to, I want you guys to know personally that I fucking love you. I haven't known like a quick, I like have had, you know, and we've talked about this, like together, you know, you two together, you know, with Chelsea, like all of us, like we've all had like growing pains of friendships that have been like shitty. And I think anybody can be relatable to doing that. And I think like we all just meshed really well. Mm-hmm. I've told Ken's that I'm like, you're stuck with me, buddy. I'm sorry. Whether you like it or not. Like, I don't care where you're at, you're family now. So, yeah, dude, that's, I just wanted to bring it back. I fucking love Tampa and St. Pete. I can give you guys pointers all day, but I just want to bring it back to that. I fucking love you guys. I'm going to miss you a lot. And I'm going to see Michigan for the first time because of these two. So I'll give it back to them.
No, we are definitely going to miss everybody. I think me more than anybody else. I'm not going to speak for you, but I'll hand you the mic in just a second. But I think because I've been the one here the most, it's hard. Again, it's just so hard to think of this as anything other than like, because we go back and forth so much. I feel like I'm like, oh yeah, like I'm like, this doesn't feel real yet.
For sure.
I don't even think it's going to feel real until we're halfway through fucking Tennessee. And I'm like, shit, now we're way too many hours away and I can't turn around. But I also know that I'm going to come back and visit. So it doesn't feel, I'm just somebody, sorry, I just definitely punched Chelsea. I'm not somebody that, it's like, fine. Has relationships with people and I just move on from it. Like, if I really have intention to be your friend, and I think that that's shown with other relationships, and I was talking to both of you about this last week, but, like, I have friends who live in Michigan. I have friends who live in Chicago. Me moving to Florida didn't inhibit those relationships in any way, shape, or form. Like, my best friend Abby still came down to see me. I still plan on going to Chicago to see her. My friend Hannah had full intention to come here for New Year's Eve. Obviously, we're not going to be here, so
who's Abby?
She won't.
We're sorry, Hannah.
Who's Abby? Sorry. You mean my Beth. Friends in Florida call Abby Beth because at one point we just decided that was her name, and it just kind of stuck. But Abby, you were very loved here. I just think that there's just something about these friendships that we've built. Whether or not they stay the way that they are, obviously they're going to change because the circumstances are going to change. I don't think that means that they're going to get any weaker or any stronger. I think that we've all established such a good, I don't even want to call it a happy medium. We've established such a good cadence with our relationships that I just feel like there's going to be ebbs and flows as there should be as an adult. Like as you're going through relationships, whether they're like romantic or platonic, I think there's always going to be points. Riley and I were actually talking about this earlier. There's always going to be points in your relationship where things are really good and things are really bad. Mm-hmm. And I think that shows the actual organicness of your relationship and the authenticity of your relationship, because if things are always good, you're not being honest. And if things are always bad, you're being a pessimist or you're being toxic. I mean,
never let your lows get too lows and never let your highs get too high.
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Yeah. I mean,
I definitely let my lows get very fucking low.
I mean, we're human, right?
Yeah. I mean, like, I mean, yeah, I feel like I'm rambling. Do you want to say something? You're looking at me a lot. Okay. He's shaking his head. He doesn't know how podcasts work. He doesn't realize that you can't see him unless I describe what he's doing. Yeah, I mean, I'm sad. I can't say that enough. And I've had a lot of people be like, I can't believe you're leaving Florida. What about all these great friends you've made? I can't tell you. There's never been another time where I've moved where anyone's ever said that. And I have wonderful friends. I've had great friends in every place.
The thing is that I feel like great friends are the people that are going to, like, go out of their way to, like, either talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
At least, I would say, once a year.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also me being, like, very, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like I don't have to talk to people.
Like a low maintenance.
I'm very, very low maintenance. One of my best friends is in Chicago, of all places. And I like how I shit on Illinois earlier. I don't know if that was in the... Maybe that was the part that we cut out.
That was probably the part where we were trying to spell Illinois.
Apparently, I do not know how to spell Illinois. I'm sorry, Elizabeth, if you're listening to this, but... one of my really, really good friends is, in Chicago, and I probably, like, I feel like I Snapchat her more often, or like even Instagram. We send each other like fucking like little, like funny golden retriever videos or something like that, or corgi videos. And I, like, my boyfriend will send something, and that's, I think my boyfriend talks to Elizabeth more than I do. But I know she'll always be there for me. So she's literally one of those types of people. If you have those friends, like, they're going to go, like, you could talk to them once a year. You could talk to them, like, once every week or something like that. And they're always going to be there for you. So if you have a problem, they're going to be there. Yeah. Or if you, like, say, like, hey, I'm flying out to you, like, you'll always have a place with them.
Yeah.
Or they're always going to come and visit you. So it's, like, I feel like that's where we are with this group of people, like, that I'm sitting with. Like, I can't tell you, like, Riley is definitely one of my best friends now.
I would definitely say the same. I just had a conversation earlier with someone, and I was like, if someone doesn't, like, love to me, like, friendships, like, relationships, anything, is someone that, like, loves you through all the seasons of life. If someone can't be there through, like, the hard days where you, like, just, like, don't want to do shit and, like, don't want to grow and, like, don't want to hear it. Like, if someone can't be there for you, like, I don't know how deep that love is.
Yeah.
You know, and, like, we've all had these conversations together, but I think that's the core of a relationship. And, you know, if you have a relationship that you want to keep, like, water that, water that shit. Like, that is your, like, be accountable for that. Like, those people and those relationships are important. And sometimes people are going through hard times, and sometimes you need to be their firefighter or their policeman, you know, in their life. And you might not know, but just checking in and sharing some sunshine can mean a lot. And I don't think it has to be every day. I don't think it has to be every week. Even I have my closest friends I don't talk to all that much, but I know if I need them, that they're there. And I know if they need me, like, come hell or high water, I will make it happen.
Yeah.
Like, if you called me and I couldn't even point Michigan on a map, I'd be like, I will come to Michigan. I will be there. I will find my way to you. If I have the address or not, come hell or high water, I will find you. You know, like, same thing with you, Chelsea. I don't care where you are in the world. You know, it just takes a special person. It takes friendship or the family that you choose. And that's an honor, you know.
I was going to say, too, I think that any relationship, like, kind of what Chelsea was talking about, where, like, even if we talk once a year, like, Abby and I, like, I refer to Abby as my best, Abby Beth, you know, however you know her. She and I have been best friends for a really long time, and I consider our relationship very genuine. And I say that to say that, like, Abby and I send TikToks and Instagram DMs, and we don't text probably ever. If you look at our texts, they're probably, like, random shit from, like, once or twice a year every year, and that's about it.
Mm-hmm.
But Abby will randomly call me on her way home from work, and we'll talk for 4 hours, 3 hours, whatever the case may be. And it's the same thing with my friend Hannah. Like, and again, I use them as examples to say that, like, since I moved to Florida, like, And it's always been like that. And they've always gone out of their way to visit me and I to them and, you know, everything else. But you don't, if you feel like you need to water your relationship with someone every single day and you're like, yeah, this is my best friend, but you constantly feel the need to like cater to this relationship that could possibly be a relationship that could either be toxic or it's a really like insecure relationship. 100%. It's something where like maybe you guys aren't actually meant to be friends and maybe put the ball in their court. And if then you can continue to see them water, or maybe they're in like a weird stage of life and they're now trying to like water themselves and they can't cater to you, see how that transition happens, because a year's a long time. It's 365 days, 52 weeks, you know, however else you want, 12 months, whatever. But at the same token, like, that's not that much time. I mean, life is short, but like, that's not that much in the grand scheme of life. Mm-hmm. Like, if you heard someone was dating for a year, you wouldn't be like, wow, you guys have been together for a lifetime. Yeah. You'd be like, oh, like, you guys just started dating. And I only equate it to that just to say that, like, it's all about your perspective. And if you have a friend that you've only known, like, I've only known these people since April. And really only we've all been friends since May, because fucking Cinco April? De Mayo. Yeah. Wow. That's what I'm saying. And now I'm irreplaceable. Isn't that incredible? But at the same token, like,
this year?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
2021. Can you believe it? I mean, but that speaks a lot to it, because like sometimes, like I told about the college story, I mean, sometimes you go places, you meet people, and shit just feels longer than it is. Sometimes you meet people and you knew each other in another lifetime. You just, your souls are connected, your minds are connected. You just get those people. Those people get you, you get them. It's very genuine, and it doesn't take all of your effort to build a relationship and nourish this relationship with them. And Jordan, you being in sales, I think you hear about that all the time. You foster a relationship, you nurture the relationship, and then you continue to pursue a relationship beyond that with like a sales cycle, for example. That's the same thing with your friends. You acquire a friend, you nourish the friend. You don't need to water your friend every day. It'll die.
They will be feel so smothered by you. Yeah, no. Yeah.
If you water a plant every single day, unless it's a plant gross. That really needs... I don't actually know anything about plants, but I know that most plants, you shouldn't water them every day.
I'm a fucking succulent, and you do not water me every day at all. Like, please don't talk to me every single day.
Dude, same. I'm literally whatever that plant cactus. Is. I think it's a fern. Oh. If you water it too much, as you can see on I one of those branches.
I am a fucking cactus.
If you water that thing even 1 ounce of too much water, it will die. And I think I have overwatered it because I got scared I was killing it, and then I smothered it, and now it's dying. So,
you know what? I'm not a cactus, and I'm not a succulent. I'm an orchid because I'm cute, but at the same time, you cannot talk to me that often because I will die, because if you overwater me, it's not going to be a good sign. It's not going to be a good thing.
And we have to water you with ice.
And ice. I literally, just ice. That's it. I don't need hugs. I don't need I love yous. I just need a little bit of ice.
You just need some food and some words of affirmation, and then...
No, not even words of affirmation. Honestly, I just need...
Food and ice.
Food and ice, dude. Food and less
food,
words.
Ice and acts of service, I
guess. Yeah, doing the dishes and making sure the house is clean and make sure there's... food that Charles wants in the fridge, and then that's her love language. That's the only nourishment she needs. no talking. That's...
And if her petals fall off, don't throw her in the garbage, please. I just recently found out that if an orchid sheds its petals, that it's not actually dead. It's actually reaching its next stage of life. Why'd you just punch me?
No, number one, how many orchids have you thrown out because the petals fell off?
I've never bought an orchid. I don't have that kind of confidence.
Are you telling me you threw me away?
What?
Are you telling me you threw me away?
No, I've never even bought one of you. Never even considered it, to be honest. Because I knew how much work it was. It was like, I'm a lazy friend. I'm a lazy plant owner. Is that all you had to say? Just a sassy comment and you're going back to sleep?
No. The other thing I was going to say is it's more than ice. Need somebody to talk shit.
That's why we're best friends.
Yeah, that's why we're friends. That's also though, that's how you water an orchid.
I didn't say we
talk shit?
No, you water an orchid with an ice cube.
I know.
Oh. It wasn't me trying to be punny. I mean, it worked perfectly, but like
or it's either you do it like an ice cube, or you like soak them in water and then you like dump the water and then the soil, like, you know.
You don't hear how you're alluding to being high maintenance, do you?
No, okay, not at all.
That's great. That's
I am perfect. I am perfect.
The fact that you just had to state that I am perfect just says so much.
The thing is that I don't, like... I do my dishes, I do my laundry, I really don't need no man, but I got a boyfriend of almost 5 years.
There you go.
That's a long fucking time, honestly.
Bro, tell me about it.
Like, I need to go back. As Riley's mouth drops open. You guys are getting fucking married.
So,
but I just need to, like, I need to go back and just say, like, has it really only been a couple of months that I've known you? Mm-hmm.
Wow. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, honestly. I didn't think I could like somebody in this little bit of time.
Honestly, I'm a Cancer to people. Not the zodiac sign, but, like, the disease.
What zodiac sign are you?
I'm a Gemini. I'm a two-faced bitch. Sure.
I like that about you.
Thank you.
Says a Sagittarius.
Chelsea, if you want your mind blown even more, we didn't meet till July 4th.
You too. You and Riley didn't meet till the 4th of July.
And we're best friends.
And you're best friends.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my best friend. He a real bad bitch kind of bone money.
Except for Brennan. Because, you know.
I swear to God,
all of our time at the WAMP.
Oh my God, do not give Brennan a shout out about the ramp. And don't make fun of the people what? With a speech impediment. That's mean.
No, it's not. It's just it's an not. Inside joke.
Hey, yeah, it's just an inside joke.
What?
Don't get on my
I
podcast
think everyone
with your
has
drama.
A speech impediment.
Don't get me canceled.
Hi, Brennan. Hi, Hannah.
Brennan, stop listening to the show. You don't even like my show.
Oh, I thought you said Brandon. And I'm no. like, why are you bringing my no. boyfriend into this?
No, he said
like,
Brennan.
Like, he doesn't belong here.
Riley gives he a wasn't shout invited. Out to his friend every time he's on the podcast because he thinks, I don't know, it doesn't matter. Hold this up. Is not a personalized show.
He
this
listens,
is for hundreds
needs,
of people to listen to. We don't.
He's an avid listener.
You have another friend?
Yeah,
he has one other friend.
Yeah,
We don't talk about it that much because, you know. Okay, I'm We're ending the segment.
Wedding.
You guys, I'm ending the segment. We've been talking for 5 seconds shy of 45 minutes, so.
Doesn't matter. Honestly, no. That's a fucking good segment.
Yeah, but we've reached the maximum, so.
All right, well, that concludes things for this week's episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. The next time you hear the show, we will be based in Detroit, Michigan, and who knows where the fuck else we'll be after that. Maybe we'll stay in Michigan. Maybe we will move to Arizona or Japan. Who fucking knows?
Montana.
Riley's really rooting for Montana. I'm really not in that camp, so.
I'm rooting for that too.
I think that'd be a really fun vacation for a long weekend. I think anything beyond that, I would be very bored because I've lived somewhere where you're packed inside with snow for more than, you know, a couple days or a couple weeks, and it's not fun.
I could stare at
that's
mountains.
Why we can go for the summer.
Yeah, but if when we're we move when we place. Move somewhere, we're not going for a couple weeks. We're going for like life.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah.
No live, laugh, love here for us.
I won't have a permanent
home. Yeah, Chelsea's doing travel nursing for those who I don't even think we actually ever said it on the show yet. So Chelsea's doing travel nursing.
Bye.
She is going to Colorado in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I have to be there the 29th. So I'm going to road trip from Florida to Colorado. So what my plan is to leave Tampa, go to Atlanta, go to Nashville, go to St. Louis, go to Kansas City, I guess, and then Denver. So, but that's going to happen in 2 weeks.
I love that for you.
And Jordan, you're moving in December.
I'm probably going to move before that.
Before that?
Yeah, because our lease ends on December 5th. And then I'll probably be moved out before then.
December 5th is her birthday also, so happy birthday.
Thanks. Your birthday is December 7th. December if we're just 1st. Sharing facts. But yeah, so I'll still be... Around town, but just across the bridge. So
around town.
The mic would swing in a way that I could be like, bring it around town. If we're shouting out birthdays in December, my brother's birthday is December 11th. So that's pretty exciting. And Jesus's birthday is not actually December 25th. It's actually December 1st. Bible fact.
So are you telling Brandon he's Jesus, pretty much?
I mean, have you seen
him?
He's
got the haircut.
He does have the haircut.
If he was Middle Eastern, he would be the perfect.
He knows Arabic.
I mean, he knows Arabic, but he's not Middle Eastern. I'm talking about aesthetically only, speaking of how he would look like Jesus. I'm not really
Jesus
in the camp.
Spoke Hebrew, not Arabic.
Sure. I'm not getting any more.
He speaks everything.
Guys, I'm not getting down this rabbit hole. There's a lot of hateful Christians in the world. I don't think you understand. I'm not saying anything further beyond this. But yeah, this has been a really fun episode. This will be a really fun time capsule for me to have as we, bop around, and as we get older and as you know the show progresses, it's going to be really weird to say goodbye to this phase of life. This is the last time I will ever live somewhere by myself, which is very weird. I'm very grateful for the opportunity, and it's also going to be weird to not be in Florida, because as much as I like haven't gotten used to being here fully, I've gotten used to my routine, which, to be honest with you, living somewhere where the weather is always nice and like working from home does kind of feel like you live the same day every single day, and it's kind of like Groundhog's Day. But
unless it's summer and it's like blistering hot and you're just sweating balls.
Yeah, but I mean, at the end of the day, like, I'm excited to get back to Michigan. I'm excited to have a white Christmas, hopefully. I'm excited to, you know, be around some of our friends I haven't seen in a while. And I can't believe we're buying a house. That's the most thing that I'm just like, wow, who let us do that?
You're getting fucking married. Oh,
yeah, that too. We're getting married, but that's not happening until.
That seems easier than buying a house.
Yeah, getting married is way easier than buying a house.
I just feel like we're ending it soon, so I just want to end this, which.
You love them again.
Not just saying I love them, okay? I know I'm one of those people, but
I appreciate you.
I think, just as the preschool teacher I was in another life should do, is we should say a few things that we're grateful for both of them. And I just think you're both genuine, amazing, beautiful people. I think you are honest in the way that a true friend is honest. I think you've both pushed me to grow in this aspect of life, and I just love the shit out of you. So I just wanted to share that with you before we ended the podcast, and I'll pass it over to you, buddy.
Like, yeah, you pass it over to me, but I'm literally a cactus and an orchid, and I do not, I am not good at watering people, but I love you guys. I do, but I just met you, Riley, but apparently we're best friends. We are best friends. We are best friends. We bonded over making fun of each other. Yep.
That's special.
I do like the mustache as much as Kenzie probably hates it.
Oh, she likes it. Everybody, she likes the mustache. Huh?
I was the camp that asked him to keep it. He grew it as a joke, and I asked him to keep it.
Wow.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Shout out to Brennan for getting me.
Oh, my God. Stop giving Brennan
a shout out. Mustache. It was his idea.
Shout out to Hannah.
Yeah, shout out to Hannah for just existing. Stop giving Brennan shout outs. I love Brennan,
shout out
but
to
like.
Hannah for the pocket cash for the laundry.
Can I shout out Beth?
Yeah, shout out Beth.
Hi, Beth.
Beth, we miss you. We love you. You guys, I know this has been a chaotic episode, but I have really enjoyed it. This has been one of our most fun episodes, and I know that you guys love when I have guests. I've heard you loud and clear. I wish I could have more guests. I wish I had more time and more budget in which to have guests. I know we're only halfway through season 2, but as we get into season 3, my goal is to have more guests, but I need your guys' help. If you want to be on the show, if you have people that you want to see on the show, you need to let me know who those people are, because I have no idea who you want to hear from. But I will happily reach out to their camps to find out, you know, if that's a possibility. This has, like I said, this has been a great opportunity, and I cannot believe that the next time we record this show, we're going to be in Michigan.
You're going to be a Michigan resident again.
That sounds like a lot of paperwork. So with that in mind, I'm going to end the show here. Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure you tune in every Thursday by 9 p.m. Eastern, or on today, midnight Eastern. I appreciate you guys so much, and I hope you've enjoyed this show. If you have any questions for me, or you want to keep up with the show on a daily basis, make sure that you follow us on Instagram at Kens and Queens, KENZANDQUEENS, or on TikTok at Ken_Z Mitchell, MITCHELL, for weekly videos. I love you guys. Have a great rest of your week and a very safe weekend. That is all. Bye.